to the next slide, I wonder if you've ever seen anything like this before. Have you ever had that experience of being in the berry bushes and there's so much it starts to, even if you're not trying to do it, you can't help eating it, of course, right? It gets on your face. Sometimes it, well, for me, it dribbles down my shirt. It gets messy, but it's a really fun messy, right? Can you think of a time when you did that? Might be strawberries or blackberries. You have to be careful of those thorns with the blackberries. Or blueberries, like here. When I first moved to the West Coast, I had never seen blueberry trees that are this high. I'd only ever picked blueberries. You had to get way down low to pick the blueberries where I had been in Ontario and the East Coast. It's incredible. Think of that experience of having so many berries that, well, you can't eat it all. And you gather as much as you can, and there's still so much more. But you don't want to get sick, so you have to stop. It's abundant. There's so much. Oh, it's wonderful. And even though we do farm berries nowadays, they came from just gathering before we learned to farm them, right? You would just be walking around and you would find them, and we still do that. How many of you have found berries as you went hiking or walking this past summer or recently? It's fun, isn't it? And sometimes you go, okay, which kind of berries are these? Can I eat them? I was walking on Mount Seymour, and we came across some berries that looked so delicious, and I didn't know if I could eat them or not, so I tried one. Now, that might be more dangerous if they were mushrooms, but I took a chance, and it was delicious, so I decided if it was so good, it must be okay. A little risky, I know, but I kind of had a sense that they would be good, and they were. What a lovely surprise on a walk or hike. For the next few weeks, we're going to be learning about berries and birds, and we're going to be learning from a teacher named Robin Wall Kimmerer. Oh, we got to go to the next slide first and see. There's some serious blackberries, but yeah. So that's Robin Wall Kimmerer, who some of you may have read her book called Braiding Sweetgrass, and this is her more recent book called The Service Berry, and she is a botanist and Potawatomi First Nation elder, teacher, and she does this amazing thing of bringing together the science of the natural world with indigenous tradition and teaching in a way that has a lot to teach us, and in fact, for us as Christians, can help us to recover, rediscover, learn again some of the most important principles of our faith, of our life. So she talks about gathering service berries, which is what they call them where she lives, but we might know them more as Saskatoon berries. And there's other names for these berries that are the same. And as she watches the birds gather these service berries from the trees, she reflects and teaches us about the abundance of berries and how they are a pure gift from the land. We have not earned them, we have not paid for them, we have not done anything to make them come to us. There is no mathematics of worthiness that reckons that we deserve them in some way. They are pure gift. Here they are. And we could call them natural resources or ecosystem services, but the most important thing to know about them is that they are gifts. And we gorge on them like those kids were doing, like we have done, and we sing by eating. We sing our gratitude as we enjoy them. In the Anishinaabe worldview, fruits and everything else are understood as gifts rather than commodities, rather than things that we own. They are gifts given to us from Creator. And if we think about all that the land gives us, which is everything really, if we think about all of that as gifts rather than something that we own, something that we can use, but gifts that are given to us, it really can change the way we see the world. To name the world as gift is to feel your membership in a web of reciprocity, of giving and receiving. When we hear the ancient story from the very beginning, our scripture reading was from Genesis, which means beginning. It is such an ancient story that we still read today, thousands of years later, because it teaches us that all of life is a gift from Creator. And our relationship is not our relationship with the earth, the waters, the skies, is not of manager, but of caretaker. We are part of the gift of creation. We are not just lords of it. We are part of it, and we have a special responsibility to care for it in this web of giving and receiving. Sometimes Christians and other people of faith have read the story of creation and they have misunderstood it to mean that we are in charge, we get to use it all however we want. But that is not right. That is not what God said. God said, take care of the earth, tend it. God made us part of creation and responsible for creation. And all the teachers and the parents and the caregivers and the kids, all of us know that when you are made responsible for someone, you don't get to do whatever you want with them. You have to take care of them. It's a big deal. And it's wonderful, but it's hard too. And it's so important what we do with all of these gifts from God. So, for the next few weeks, we're going to be exploring the idea of creation as gift and learning some lessons from the berries and the birds. Not the birds and the bees this time, birds and berries. Robin Wall Kimmerer invites us to see creation not as resources to be managed, but as relatives, relations to be received. with gifts. Unearned, freely given, abundant beyond measure. And this stands in contrast to the way our world tends to see the natural world, which is about accumulation and people not having enough. We will be recognizing the abundant gift of creation. And we look forward to exploring that more together. If you're interested in whether you want to join our study group on Wednesday night or not, there are copies of an essay by Robin Wall Kimmerer out in the hall, and you're welcome to pick up a copy if you're interested. So please do. Let's sing together.